Thursday, the 18th of October, Beis Cheshvan, Harav Avrom Heksher, Kiddush Levona, Two Kings, One Crown.
This past Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis, we name the pasuk on the which Shas B'yas Ha'olam, the Rebbein Shem created the sun and the moon. The pasuk says like this, the pasuk says, Vayas Elikim Es Shnei HaMo'eris HaGdoilim, the Rebbein Shem made the two big Mo'eris, the sun and the moon, Es HaMo'er HaGodoil, Memshel Es HaYoyim, Es HaMo'er HaKotin, Memshel Es HaLailo. The Mo'er HaGodoil, the big one, for the daytime, and the Es HaMo'er HaKotin for the night. The Mo'er HaChulim asks the steer, the very same possible contradiction. The pasuk starts, Vayas Elikim Es Shnei HaMo'eris HaGdoilim. They are both called Mo'eris HaGdoilim, big ones. And then the pasuk continues, Es HaMo'er HaGodoil, Es HaMo'er HaKotin. One was big and one was small. Says the Gemara like this, the famous Gemara Rashi brings it on the Torah. Omo yoreach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilem, esher l'shnei melochem shishtamshu b'kesa echad. Originally, b'shas b'ria, when the Rebbeinu Shem created it, they were taka equal. The sun and the moon were of equal size, they were identical. Came the moon to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and the moon said, esher shishtamshu shnei melochem b'kesa echad. Two kings can have, share one crown. It's impossible, we can't share the same crown, we can't be identical. Omar lost, the Rebbeinu Shloilem said back to the Yoreach, said back to the moon, L'chi umati es atzmich. Go and make yourself smaller. If you've got a problem with it, if you can't cope with the fact that the sun is the same size as you and you're the same size as him, L'chi umati es atzmich, go and reduce your size, reduce your koyach. And that's why the moon is now called Es HaMo'er HaKotin, the smaller one. Here's in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, slightly different version of events. Oh, but that's the famous Gemara, that's how Rashi brings it. And that's tak what we say in Kiddush Levana, the end of Kiddush Levana. We say, Yirotzim ulfanach Hashem leikavi leikavi silem malis pegimas halavana. We have a tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shem should fill up the pegima of the Levana. V'lo yeh bosh shumir, there shouldn't be any reduction in its size. V'hi oy halavana o koyach hama. And we'll go back to the way it was originally supposed to be, that the oy halavana will be identical to the oy hachama, k'moy shehoysa koydem yuta, like it was before it got reduced in size, shenema, et shnei hamo'eres hagdoilim, like the pasuk starts off, et shnei hamo'eres hagdoilim. So that's the tefillah which we say at the end of Kiddush Levana. This mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, which I chose to speak about firstly, because like we say, it was in this pasha, and secondly, because we're now holding a couple of days after Shchodesh, it's mamish in Yonah Deyoma. This mitzvah, like we know, is one... Mechashuv HaMitzvah is one of the very, very choshuv HaMitzvahs. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is a lashon which we don't find by any other mitzvah. The Gemara says like this, Tana Dubei B'Shmoyel, Il Moli Lizoch Yisrael El Al Hagpup Ne'avini Shebashamayim Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayom. If we wouldn't have any other mitzvah, we would just have the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. Dayom, that would be enough. Why would that be enough? Because this is Hakbolas Pnei HaShchina. When a person does Kiddush Levona, he should understand what he's doing. Kabolas Pnei HaShchina is being Mekabal upon him with the Rebbeinu Shloilem. And that's like what we say in the Nusach Kiddush Alvan also. We should understand what we're saying. It carries on. Hilkoch, Omar Abaye, Hilkoch Tzorch Lemem Mu'umod. What does it mean, Hilkoch Tzorch Lemem Mu'umod? Therefore, we have to say it standing up. You'll never ever see someone saying Kiddush Levana sitting down. Why not? Because like Bishmol says, Kiddush Levana is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. We'll be Mekabal Pnei the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Hilkoch, if Mitzvah's Kiddush Levana is so choshev, it's Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, Tzorch Lemem Mu'umod, you have to say it standing up. Obviously, if you'd go to meet the king, obviously you would go standing up, you wouldn't sit down. It's Kal V'chaymeh, Ben B'nei Shel Kal V'chaymeh, you're going to greet the Rebbeinu Shloilem Kaviyachol, Hilkoch Tzorch Lemem Mu'umod. As you see, this mitzvah is Mamish Mechashuv HaMitzvahs. Memela, obviously, if it's such a mitzvah chashuv, if we understand what we're doing with Mekabal Pnei Hashchina, obviously we have to say the words properly, that's the minimum. Think about what we're saying, understand what we're saying. Yitzhak Mitzvah already said, Mam Oid Tzorch Zirus Gedoil Al Hashkiach B'mitzvahs Kiddush Levona. How careful you have to be with Mitzvahs Kiddush Levona, Ki Lav Milse Zutrasahi. It's not a small thing what we're doing this mitzvah. And he brings the Gemara says that it's Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, U'mashma Sheshkulihi Kechol HaMitzvahs. This is one of the mitzvahs, Hashkulis, it's Shokul connected Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. Besides the fact that it's such a mitzvah Chashuva, we obviously know that Klal Yisrael have an intimate relation with the Yoreach. Firstly, the fact that our calendar is based on the moon, it's a lunar calendar, not a solar one. But more than that, there's many, many comparisons between the moon and Klal Yisrael. Just to mention one, because it's perhaps connected to this week's Pasha. At the end of this week's Pasha, we start that's in the history of Klal Yisrael. We start with the history of Avraham Avinu. We know that Klal Yisrael have ups and downs. We have times of Gilishkena, we have times of Chuban. That's very much like the moon. The sun is consistent, it's the same every day, day in, day out. Whereas the moon has times in the month where it's bigger, has times in the month where it's smaller. For 15 days it grows, and for 15 days it reduces its size. From Avraham Avinu, till the time of Shlomo HaMelech, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is Be'etzem one, Aliyah, Klal Yisrael going up, there was 15 days. 15 days from Avraham Avinu, this week's Pasha, until Shlomo HaMelech, till we reached the Shvitz, we reached the highest point in Klal Yisrael's history when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. After then, from Shlomo HaMelech, till Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, the Churban Bais, there was another 15 days. So we have the 15 days when Klal Yisrael are increasing in their Madrega, and then the 15 days where they're going down. Keneged, the 15 days of the month where the Levon are going up, and the second 15 days, the second half of the month, where the Levon is reducing in size. So we see there is this connection between the Oreach, between the Levona and Klal Yisrael, and added on to the fact that, like we saw, it's such a mitzvah chashuva, it's perhaps something we should spend a few minutes thinking about. Just before we start the Chelik HaHalacha, which I want to speak about a few of the common halachas about Kiddush Levona, now, besides the halachas, besides for seeing that it's such a chosh of a mitzvah, there's also come a skulas in the mitzvah, various skulas. The Olam normally like to hear skulas, v'yisimli skulam kolamim, klali so like skulas. The first skula, which is Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham brings down, and the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Mogen Avraham, which is unusual. Mishneh Berurah should bring something like this down. Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush Levona in Sim Tav Chavav, because of the Sefer Magid Meishoim, Simen Zeh Yeh Biyodcha. Hold this simen tight. This simen is tried and tested. What's the simen? In a month where you were zeichet to be mekadosh levon like you're supposed to on Motzei Shabbos, timtzu hatzlocha. That month will be a mutzlechtike month. However, if the moon is covered, and you didn't manage to do Kiddush Levona that month, lo yiyeh mutzlech chas v'sholem. It's a skula which already been Mogen Avraham brings down from the Magid Meishoim, from the Magid. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the halacha. The Mishneh Berurah, Chafetz Chaim, wanted us to know this. You should know it's a simon mosel biyadcha. It's tried and tested. A month where you do Kiddush Levona, obviously like you're supposed to, not just rattle off the word. You say it like you're supposed to. Matzah Shabbos, Kedasa, Kedim. Simon yiyeh mosel biyadcha, it's going to be a mutzlech tikkah chodesh. The Shulah Kodesh brings it down. The Rechaim, the Eli Rabbah brings it down. All the Achmanim bring down this skula. Another very interesting skula which is brought down. It's based on the story. The Bahetev brings down the story as follows. It's not in this page. It's different chelik. The Bahetev brings down. And Ma'aseh be'echad shepogo oinsim balaylo, bandits chapped him in the middle of the night, and they wanted to rob him and kill him. And like they do, kedarkom, they gave him one last wish before we kill you. And that wish was, he said, he wants to be mekadosh levona. It was just the night of Kiddush Levona, he hadn't yet been mekadosh levona. And when he said, tipul aleim imos v'fachad, and he jumped up and down, k'shem shanireki k'negdech, the Ribono Shel Olam made the nest, the wind came and blew him away and took him out of Sakona. Says the Medrash Talpius, you see, for me, it's a Kabbalah of Yodenu that someone who does Kiddush Levona, Muvtichloi, he's guaranteed he's not going to die that month. Muvtichloi, someone who does Kiddush Levona is not died. And we know the stories from Kamav Gedolim, they were very marked with the first opportunity to say Kiddush Levona because it was a skula not to die. Obviously, the Sefer Abris, Sefer from more than 200 years ago, says that. He doesn't understand how can you say such a thing. Go and put Chazi, go out, you look, you see people die, even though they say Kiddush Levona. He says there's two words missing. It means they're not going to die. Misa Spinei Odom. Like the story, it was Misa Mishunah in the hands of bandits or something like that. That there's a skula from Kiddush Levona. Why? Because Tipul Aleim and Masav Afachad, we say Tipul Aleim on all the goyim and Masav Afachad, they won't have any shlita, they won't have any control over Klal Yisrael, over this person if he says Kiddush Levona like he's supposed to. Besides that, it's a skula, some bring down it's a skula for toothache, some bring down it's a skula for finding a shidduch. Levona is Osius Pesula Nisas Lirim Ho'avi. Like the Gemara starts off in Ksubas. Al Koponim, Felnished in Skulas, besides the Chashivas of the Mitzvah is also a Mitzvah Musugeles, Skula for various things. I just want to take out in the short time that we have a few of the common halachas of Kiddush Levona, which perhaps we should know. Firstly, the Zman, when are we supposed to say Kiddush Levona? The end date of Kiddush Levona is a clear Gemara. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, until when can you say Kiddush Levona? And that's a clear Gemara, it's a Machlokes in the Gemara, and we Paskin. Till the tezayin from the moiled, and that's printed on every luach. The soft zman kiddush levana. That there's no machlekes ledina. You look on every calendar, every loach, we'll say when is the seif kizman kiddush levana. Shaila is, when can you start saying kiddush levana? There's no gemara which talks about from when can you say kiddush levana. At the back of the gemara of Avodah Zarah, there's a few small maseches. One of them is called maseches seifim. At the beginning of maseches seifim, Perichof, there's a few halachas of kiddush levana, and that's the makor for various of the halachas which we talk about in kiddush levana. And he starts off like this: Ein mevarchin al ha'oreach ela b'motzei Shabbos, kashu mevusim uvekelim noyim. We'll see soon what that means, kashu mevusim. However, Rabbeinu Yonah, in his gerusa in the Maseches Seifim, he didn't have the words b'motzei Shabbos. He had the gerusa Ein mevarchin al ha'oreach ela kashu mevusim. And he says, what does it mean kashu mevusim? So he says, only when the oil gives you enough light to be nena from the light. At the beginning of the Chodesh, just after the Moilad, the moon is so small that it doesn't give us any benefit. We won't be able to, if you imagine, take away the street lights, we wouldn't have any benefit from the Oh HaLevana. We have to wait until the Levana is big enough to give us some of the Anor. When is that? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Beisri Gimel Yomim. So Beisri Gimel Yomim, obviously we're not talking about after Rosh Chodesh, but we're talking about after the Moilad HaLevana, from when the renewal of the moon. From Beisri Gimel Yomim, you're allowed to do Kiddush Levana. However, the Beis Yosef brings down and he says Al Pi Kabbalah, you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana until the 7 days. We all know there's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Some do Kiddush Levana after 3 days from the Moilad, and some do Kiddush Levana after 7 days from the Moilad. This is the Makar HaMachlokes. On the one hand, we have Rabbeinu Yonah, who says clearly he learns Pshat in the Maseches Seifim, Ein Mevarchin Al Ha'oreach Ela Kshu Mevusim, means from Beis Gimel Yomim, from 3 days after the Moilad. Whereas on the other hand, the Beis Yosef brings down Al Pi Kabbalah only after 7 days. And that's how he paskins in Shulchan Aruch. He paskins, the Mechaber paskins with this Rigiktilia, only after 7 days. Why only after 7 days? He says Al Pi Kabbalah. The Imam Ipanu adds on a reason, two reasons. First reason, a poshtu reason, he says because it's a pasnish to make a bracha while the Levana is still so small. Ke'ilu, you see clearly in front of you the chisaron of the Levana. Well, wait until the Levana, the chisaron, the fact that it was reduced in size is less apparent. The second reason, he says, like we know, we don't have mila till Yom HaShmini, till the 8th day. Like we know that a korban, a behemah, an animal when it's born, can't be used as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash until 8 days. Why not? We have to guarantee it's passed through a Shabbos, with all the skulas and all the it gains from going through a Shabbos. Memela, a child doesn't have a mila till Yom HaShmini to make sure he's been through a Shabbos. Even if he's born on a Sunday morning, or on a Motzei Shabbos, he'll still have gone through a Shabbos. Says the Imam Ipanu, that's how Chasam Sofer explains him, that the reason why we don't want to do Kiddush Levana until after 7 days is to make sure the Levana has been through a Shabbos. Al Kaponim, whatever the reason is, that's how the Mechaber paskins, you shouldn't do Kiddush Levana till after 7 days. However, Kama v'kama achroinim, the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Gaon, the Mishneh Berurah, is mashma li paskin gazoi ledina, that after 3 days, we paskin not like the Rigiktilia, but rather like Rabbeinu Yonah, they're ready 3 days after the Moilad. And that's where the two minhagim in Klal Yisrael come from. Obviously, everyone should do according to his minig. Apid Klal, that means the normal is that minig Ashkenaz is to do already from 3 days, whereas a lot of Chasidim and minig Sfadim is to wait to 7 days, but it's not mamish azoy, but that's the norm. Everyone should do according to their minig, either after 3 days or after 7 days. The Seif Zman Kiddush Levana, like we said, is Tez Zayin Miyom HaMoled.
Why is this different from 3 days?
The 3 days, the shit of 3 days, is because from after 3 days we can already start being nana from the Levana. That's where 3 days come. And 7 days comes either because that way it's guaranteed to have been through a Shabbos, or because Al Pi Kabbalah, whatever the Kabbalistic reason is, that's We saw that the loshnas of the Maseches Seifim according to Argus is Ein Mevarchin Al HaChodesh Ela Kshu Ela B'Motzei Shabbos. Why B'Motzei Shabbos Tafka? So he says Kshu Mevusim U'Bekelim Noyim, because you're dressed in Shabbos Tikkur clothes. If you're dressed in Shabbos Tikkur clothes, why do you need to be dressed in Shabbos Tikkur clothes for Kiddush Levana? So poshut, if we saw before this Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, Shel Zechvor, imagine you're going out to meet the king, no one would go in their weekday clothes, why do you go in your Shabbos Tikkur clothes? If Kiddush Levana is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, you most certainly have to be dressed in your Shabbos clothes. That's why we do it Motzei Shabbos Motzei Yom Tov. The problem is, if the whole reason why we do it Motzei Shabbos is because we're dressed in Shabbos clothes, so do it Friday night. Have you ever seen anyone doing Kiddush Levana on Friday night? Why can't you do it on Shabbos?
Oh.
So Shaila is in a normal situation, no one ever sees anyone doing Kiddush Levana on Friday night. Now you're right, Hanum tonight, the halacha lemaisa is that we don't lechatchila do it on Friday night. If, however, this is the last night you can do Kiddush Levana, you haven't managed to do it, then you do it on Friday night. The question is, why lechatchila do we not want to do Kiddush Levana on a Friday night? One reason is, like you said, perhaps, these are all not reasons given, but in Friedeker. One suggestion is, Chemin gives that suggestion, like we don't shake lulav on Shabbos, we don't read Megill on Shabbos, there's a chashash you might carry it in the street. You might carry your street. You might carry your siddur into the street. And if it's not raining? It's bracha if it rains on Friday night. If it's not raining, why can't I do Kiddush Levana? I'm not going to change the situation. It's anyway not raining. There are various reasons given. One reason given, this is ready from Rishonim. Sounds strange. One Rishonim give the reason. The Maril brings down Hilchos Shavuos. There's a sugi in Erevin of Yesh Tchum in Lamala Me'asor. We know you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. However, the Avir Rishus HaRabim only goes till a height of 10 Tvachim. What are you allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum above 10 Tvachim? Above 10 Tvachim is not anymore Rishus HaRabim. Is there Yesh Tchum in Lamala Me'asor or Yein Tchum in Lamala Me'asor? It's not clear how we paskin. However, if you paskin Yesh Tchum in Lamala Me'asor, that means that, for example, you wouldn't be able to go Chutz L'Tchum vertically. Not only horizontally there's an Issa Tchumin, but also vertically. So one Rishonim suggests that perhaps we can't do Kiddush Levonik, we're going to greet the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kilu Kaviyach, we're going to Shamayim to greet the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're going Chutz L'Tchum, we're going vertically Chutz L'Tchum. The Rashba says, someone sent this child to the Rashba, and he heard such a reason, what do you have to say about it? The Rashba says there's no such thing. He says, there's no such thing. For example, he says, if you could only greet the king from far, you wouldn't go to greet him, you'd go as far as you can go. So we're not going all the way to Shemayim, we'll go as far as we can go without being over this at Chumin. The Shpos Yaakov, he says, this reason is absolutely ridiculous. He says, there's so many mitzvahs which are shokol kekabolas pnei Hashchina. The Gemara in Shabbos, for example, Godel hachnosas ochim kekabolas pnei Hashchina. Is anyone going to say that you can't do hachnosas ochim on Shabbos because it's kili or beim kabol or beim shalim, you're going chutz to Chum? There's no such thing. But al kaponim, it's not to be laughed at, it's ma'aril, rishonim. Some of the rishonim suggest that's the reason why not to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos is a problem of chutz l'tchum. Agav, we don't have time to go into it, but the Achronim already talk about if there's a problem of going chutz l'tchum on Shabbos, is how can any person die on Shabbos? If they're nifta on Shabbos, then neshama goes to Shamayim. Once the neshama goes, it says, is it tchumin? Other Achronim say, who are you asking on? You're asking on the guy who died, he wasn't beyodah. You're asking. If there is a problem of a person dying on Shabbos, let's take it a stage further. How is a person allowed to go to sleep on Shabbos? When he goes to sleep, his neshama also to a gewisse dag who goes to Shamayim. This is not what I'm saying. This is all the reading of Achronim. The Achronim talk about it. How can a person die on Shabbos? How can a person sleep on Shabbos? If there's a problem of Tchum Lemal Me'asor. Just something to bear in mind. Another reason possibly why not to do Kiddush Levon on Shabbos. Also the Maril brings down, we don't ask Bakoshas on Shabbos. You know, we don't ask personal bakashas on Shabbos. Again, the Shvus Yaakov says he doesn't understand what you're talking about. If you look through the whole Nusach of Kiddush Levana, there's no personal bakashas. Another reason that Mami Pana brings down, Eim Avin Simcha B'Simcha, we don't want to mix the Simcha of Shabbos with the Simcha of Kiddush Levana. Then, Zot the Shvus Yaakov, on Yom Tov, I understand there's mitzvah Simcha, but on Shabbos, obviously everyone knows there's mitzvah Oynik Shabbos. However, we don't find in the Torah the Lashon of Simcha by Shabbos, there's no mitzvah on Simcha on Shabbos, only Oynik Shabbos. So where does the problem of Eim Avin Simcha B'Simcha come from? As upon him, Ledina, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. None of these reasons, if you're looking for halachic reason, it's hard to find a proper halachic reason why not. The reason why we don't do Kiddush Levana on the end of day, why we don't do on Shabbos, is more Alpi Kabbalah reason. More Kabbalistic reason, maybe the time Shia, we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. However, like we said, if it's the last night, and you haven't managed to do Kiddush Levana until now, or you've forgotten until now, it's the last night, most certainly you can do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. Because Be'ika Halacha, there's no problem. Women doing Kiddush Levana. We've never seen any woman do Kiddush Levana. The first Mishnah Berurah in Tov Chavav speaks about it. The obvious reason you would say is because the mitzvah says Seishas Man Grom. However, even though we know mitzvah Seishas Man Grom, women are potter. However, we know they're mekabel on themselves. A lot of women shake lulav, the shofar, they do it even though the Kiddush Levana.
Maybe because the Kiddush Levana was given to Moshe.
Kol HaTorah Kulu was given to Moshe. The whole Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Umar Gal. Oh, so the bomb is like this. The Morgan Avon brings down a reason why women don't do it. He says because, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Haim Gomu Pekama Levana. They were the ones who caused the Pekama of the Levana. Now this is a bit hard to understand because there is obviously some connection between the Chet of Chavo and the fact that the Oreach, the moon, was reduced in size. Apip Shutai, basically, was two independent stories. There was one story of the Achilif Meitz Adas of Adam and Chava. That was the problem which Chava caused. And then there was another thing, like we started off with the Gemara in Chulin, that the Oeach came to the Rebbeinu Shalem and complained. L'choy was two independent Meisim. However, when you learn through the Medrash, there was definitely some sort of connection. It could be that Levon was only reduced in size after the Chet of Chava. Al-Koponim, in some way, in one way or another, the women were the cause for the Levona being reduced in size. And therefore, they weren't mekabel this mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. I saw in Minchas Yitzchak, in his one shuvah, he's talking about, when he said, Faket, we know that Rosh Chodesh is dafke a women's Yom Tov more than a man's Yom Tov. It's how do these two things go together? But Al-Koponim... Yeah, but it seems... Enochanam, but on the one hand, to say the Kiddush Levona is pasnish for women because they were the goyim, on the other hand, it's Yom Tov, seems to... The Yosef Chaim Zonfeld brings down, like we know the famous Chasam Sofer says, why don't women light menorah? So the Mishnah Berurah says the time is Ishta Kegufoi. The reason why they don't light menorah in Chanukah is Ishta Kegufoi. The problem is, why don't teenage girls light menorah? There's no Ishta Kegufoi, unmarried girls. So the Yadua Chasam Sofer says that a mitzvah which Chazal were Mesachim to do outside, like Hanukkah's menorah, which is al pi Gemara, supposed to be done outside, is melem, it's nishmedarke atzniyas. We're never going to mechayev a woman to do a mitzvah which you do outside. For a woman to go out of the house to do a mitzvah, it's pasnish, it's nishmedarke atzniyas, called kvudu bas melech penimo. Says Rav Asa B'chaim Zonfeld and Salmas Chaim, Menachsis says the same thing, that perhaps that's the reason also why they don't do Kiddush Levon. It's a mitzvah which you're supposed to do outside. Women don't go outside. Sorry? Yeah, Enochanam, but we're talking about why in a normal situation, why they don't. Of course, but Etzim Shishchai, the Shal is why we're not knowing Gazi. For the Bochum. Right, we said that. Someone who's chayv in the mitzvah, for example, boys who are chayv in the mitzvah, it will also help to find a shidduch, because Busul Nisasli Yemarevi. But if they're not chayv in the mitzvah, they're not chayv in the mitzvah. They weren't mekabel the mitzvah. They're etzim their potter, because it's mitzvah sasei shos mangoma. The question is why they don't do it anyway. Why they don't do it anyway? We've got this reason, perhaps, because it's not a spasnish medar kat sneers. Avada, to be, if you want a school of a shidduch, the best school of a shidduch is to be more careful in sneers.
What about fruit blossom?
Firstly, that's a bracha you're allowed to say inside. If you see the Kiddush Levona, that we see your dafka, even if you can see through the window, you're supposed to go outside. Why are you supposed to go outside? Because Kabbalah's Kana Shechina, if the king was going through the street, you wouldn't say hi through the window. You'd go out to greet him. It's a practical problem, it's not bad. Sorry? Kiddush Levona, you can also say in the garden. But, try and bite it.
So, how do we get to mitzvahs, say?
The Achonim call him mitzvah seish as mangoma. Yes. It's a drabonon. That's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos Vachas where by drabonon is mitzvah seish as mangoma. That's the nusach which they bring down. Right, like we said, we're talking about tachas agag. You mentioned why can't you say inside? Everyone knows that Kiddush Levona you won't say inside, even if you can see the Levona through the window. You go outside. The poshtu reason is because it's kabbalat panei Hashchina to greet the king. You go outside. You don't do through the window. There is another reason which the Magen Avraham brings down. However, that's the poshtu reason. However, someone who cannot go outside. For example, an elderly person, a person in hospital, he can't go outside. He may say Kiddush Levona if he sees the Levona inside. However, he should open the window. Even if he can see the Levona through the window, he should open the window. As I state in the poskim, now the shaila is, if you can see it through the window, and afal pikein, state in the poskim, you're supposed to open the window, it seems that there's a problem of looking through a glass. You should see it directly, not look through a glass. Hence, starts the big tumul in Achoinim, are you allowed to do Kiddush Levona with glasses on? Perhaps some of you noticed before, some people take off the glasses when they say Kiddush Levona. It's not a Narish guide, that's where it comes from. There's a Reid in Achoinim. Is that called Ru'iyas HaLevona? When you're looking through the glasses, are you seeing the Levona or not? If it says you're supposed to open the window, perhaps glasses is the same thing. We don't have time, unfortunately, to go through the whole Reid. Halacha Lemaisa is, says Rishlam Zalman, it's posh, it's 100% mutter. We paskin, now Ru'iyah through Derech Mishkafayim, looking through glasses is called Ru'iyah. Hence, when you get an Aliyah La Torah, no one takes the glasses off, even though you're looking at the Torah. Anything which needs Ru'iyah, you're allowed to do through glasses. There are some people who are Cheshish for the Shibsa Machmirim, however, La'aloch La'maisa, seeing through glasses is called seeing. And then it's different to looking through the window. So again, if someone is saying Kiddush Levona inside, he should open the window to see the Levona direct without the glass in between him. However, glasses you don't need to take off. Sorry? It depends. It depends. You have to know why exactly is there chiluk. Why is there chiluk that you should open the window, however glasses are okay. Once you've worked out what the chiluk is, then we can go on to binoculars. We have to first establish what exactly the chiluk is. A couple more halachas. The mechaber, the loshon mechaber is v'toyle einov. You should look at the levana. Now, when should you look at the levana? There's machlokes achronim. When should you look at the levana? Some achronim say you should look at the levana while you're saying the bracha and afterwards not. There are various shittas. However, halacha lemaisa, and a lot of people don't know this, halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you look at the levana once before you start the bracha, and then you don't look at it anymore. You look at the levana, you've seen the levana, now you start the bracha, you do not look at the levana anymore while you're being mekadosh the levana. The mechaber carries on, v'toyle einov u'meyashe raglov. There's two words which are hard to translate. What does the mechaber mean, u'meyashe raglov? You should straighten your feet. I don't have it with me, I can't remember who, but well, one Achronim subscribed in Zrayas that if it's Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina, we kill you like Malachim, in Mekabu Pnei Ashkina, Miyashiv Aglov means you should stand with your feet together like in Shemoneh. So this halacha, I can't say it's 1000% halacha because perhaps you can come up with different pshatim in the Mechabu and it says Miyashiv Aglov. However, that certainly seems to be a logical pshat in the Mechabu, it's not what I'm saying. You should stand with your feet together. Which direction you should face is another tumult. Should you face Mizrach? Shouldn't you face Mizrach? However, Miyashir Aglov, you should stand with your feet together. Another one more halacha before we finish. We finish off with Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. Why are we saying Shalom Aleichem? As the Matan Moshe says, because we've just said, Nusach HaBocha, Tipol Aleim, Emos V'Fachad, is perhaps the person standing next to you. It's Choshesh, you're talking about him. Tipol Aleim, Emos V'Fachad. It's Mela, as soon as you finish saying Tipol Aleim, Emos V'Fachad, you turn around to your neighbor and you say, Shalom Aleichem, I didn't mean you, I meant the goyim. Another reason we can say Shalom Aleichem is because if, like we started off, the whole mitzvah of Kiddush HaLevana is gebait on the fact that it started off with the machlokes between the Cham and the Levana. The whole mitzvah, it's a strange thing, but the whole mitzvah we have is only started off with the machlokes that Levana went to the Rebbeinu Shlom and said, "Yesh l'shnei melachim shishtam shubachas echad." Therefore, we finish off, even though we're very happy to have the mitzvah, or b'shalom aleichem, we perhaps prefer if there would be shalom between everyone, shalom between the Cham and the Levana, shalom between Klal Yisrael and everyone else, shalom in Klal Yisrael between all different sects of Klal Yisrael, and shalom between me and my neighbor. Is maybe we say shalom aleichem a number of times. What's the obvious nafkamina? What happens if someone is saying Kiddush Levana b'yechidus? Should he say shalom aleichem or shouldn't he say shalom aleichem? If the reason is because, the reason why we say shalom aleichem is because we're choishish that perhaps the person next to me, when he hears me saying Tipol Aleim Emos V'Fachad, he'll think I'm talking about him. So if I'm saying it by myself, I wouldn't need to say Shalom Aleichem. However, if the reason why we say Shalom Aleichem is stam, because the whole mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is started off with the machlekes between the Cham and the Levana, so even if I'm saying it b'chidush, I should still say Shalom Aleichem. If you look through Siddurim, there's actually two different nuschos when I say Shalom Aleichem. One nuschos is to say it straight after Tipol Aleim Emos V'Fachad, and the other nuschos they say Shalom. I think Sfadim say Shalom Aleichem at the end, which could also be told on this machlekes. However, another thing a person should know is sometimes the person next to you is either he started before you or he says it quicker or he doesn't say it properly and he's up to Shalom Aleichem before you're still in the middle of the bracha. He says Shalom Aleichem to you, but certainly a person can't answer Aleichem Shalom if he's in the middle of the bracha. Shalom Aleichem is one of the psukim which you add on to Kiddush Levana. It's not Me'ikah Mitzvah. I wonder if you're in the middle of the bracha, you shouldn't answer Aleichem Shalom. Like we said before, if the Levana is Tesvav Chadosh, Tesvav Yomim, 15 days, of the, which the Levana increases in size, connected the 15 days from Avraham Avinu from Shlomo HaMelech and Klal Yisrael getting greater. Afterwards, there's 15 days from Shlomo HaMelech to Tzidkiyahu, Klal Yisrael reducing, going down to the Chubin. So we finish off with the Tefillah of Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. We'd like to see again the time when, besides the fact that there should be Shalom, Shalom Aleichem between everyone, Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, Sheim Asid Nischadish, Namus Eivotin, the Levana is a simon for Klal Yisrael, just like the Levana reduced in size, but afterwards got bigger again. That's a simon. It's a simon. What's the lashon atfila? For the Levana, Omer shetischadish ateres tiferes lamus Eivotin sheheim Klal Yisrael asidim nischadish kemoisa. Even though we're now reducing in size, in the time of Golos, or behem asidim, we should know and we should believe sheheim asidim nischadish kemoisa b'meir yamin.